Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You come to True Crime Daily, the podcast, to go in-depth on some of the week's biggest true crime stories, as well as the under-the-radar cases that you may have missed. But if you're looking for something else that's just as addicting, check out the People's Court Podcast, a brand new podcast hosted by the Honorable Judge Marilyn Million. Judge Million has spent more than two decades on the People's Court bench. Now, in their brand new podcast, she's hearing from ordinary people who have filed grievances in civil court. Instead of going to a typical courtroom, these plaintiffs and defendants have opted to have their cases heard and mediated by Judge Million. You will hear disputes between neighbors and family members, dissatisfied customers suing businesses, and so much more. Whether you are a longtime fan of the popular judicial reality show or you've never seen an episode, the People's Court Podcast is about to be your new daily go-to. You're about to hear a preview of the People's Court Podcast. New podcasts are out daily. To listen, subscribe to the People's Court Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now.
Okay, Mr. Crane, you are suing your girlfriend's sister for $2,500 in pain and suffering and medical care because, according to you, something happened that was her fault. Tell me what happened.
The story begins, my girlfriend and I were bouncing around places to live, and we were vacated from where we had the ducks in the first place. And mind you, I've had these ducks since they were little. And so,
how long have you had the ducks?
About a year and a half. So they were full grown.
Okay.
So anyway, Christy and I, which is her sister, we were trying to find a place that we could keep the ducks while we were moving into a mobile home. And she said, "Oh, well, my mom will keep them. She's had chickens before." So I said, "Okay, that's great." So they live in Yuma.
Okay, and how far away is that from you?
About a two-hour drive. And she visits frequently.
And she agreed to take the ducks?
Yes.
And when is it that you gave her the ducks?
Probably about five months ago.
All right, and is your testimony that she was holding the ducks for you until what?
Yes, until we could find a place to, have them.
I thought that you had just moved into a mobile park that doesn't allow ducks. So what are you saying, that was a temporary place? I don't know what you're saying, because look like you're taking back the ducks anytime soon, because it's been a year and you didn't take the ducks back, right?
Right. But her mother had agreed that she enjoyed taking
care of them. And how many animals did mom have there?
Probably like four or five.
What kind of animals were there?
Dogs.
Dogs. All right. So what happens?
The dogs that lived with the mother were completely friendly, never showed any signs of violence or, animal, attacking. And then I even told her mother that, because I had been informed that Kira was going to be moving back in and that the dogs.
Into where? Into her mother's house?
Into her mother's house.
Yeah. Okay.
And her dog had previously attacked and killed her chickens.
Whose chickens?
And so her mother's chickens.
Okay.
And so I said to her mother, I said, "Well, when you get the dog, please let me know and I will come get my ducks."
Okay.
Because I don't want them to fall into the same fate. And I never received that call. And the call that we did receive was that, "Oh, the dog's here and it attacked your ducks and one's dead and the other one is...
Who gave you that call? Who called you to tell you that?
I wasn't called. Christy, my girlfriend.
Who called Christy? Where is Christy testifying today or no?
No, she's not.
Well, did Christy say to her mother, "Ma, we were supposed to pick up the ducks. What were you going to do with the ducks if you picked them up?"
I was going to find a place for them.
All right. So did your girlfriend say, "But Mom, you were going to call and tell me when the dog was coming?"
Yeah, she did.
And what did her mother tell her?
She had just forgotten, I guess.
How was your relationship with Ms. Freeman before this?
I would say mutual, fine, no discrepancies.
Tell me how you described her here, because I think that's kind of interesting and telling.
Oh, she's the youngest of, you know, like 8 or 9, or...
Okay. And according to you, she was least parented and is a very negligent, lazy person who is quick to be irrational and negative.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Ms. Freeman, what's going on? What's the deal with your dog? What was your dog doing there and what ended up happening?
Okay. So we got kicked out of our home and we had to move, and we ended up moving into a one bedroom. So I asked my mom if she could keep the dog until we can get a bigger place.
Okay.
And she said that's fine. And so
did mom ever tell you, but you know, I got the ducks here. Or you already knew the ducks were there.
Yeah, I knew the ducks were there.
Had your dog eaten the chickens previously?
Yes.
If you know that your dog, if you know that your dog had eaten the chickens previously, how is this a great idea to put the dog near the ducks? Like, shouldn't they have been separated and some other arrangements for the ducks or the dog been made by you or your sister?
So my mom was going to, because we had the chicken coop still, so my mom said she was going to put the ducks away every night. You know, during the day she could supervise them, and at night she was going to put them in the coop. And she was sick that week. She was dizzy and she wasn't feeling that well, and that night she forgot to put them in there. And I mean, it happened.
Right. How did you find out it happened?
My mom texted me and said that Kyle's going to come kill my dog because the chickens are dead.
The ducks.
And
so did you...
Sorry, I'm with the ducks.
Did you call your mom or say to her, "Mom, you were supposed to put the ducks away in the coops"?
I told her, I said, "Well, why didn't you put them away?" And she said, "I must have forgot. I was so tired that night." And I know that
maybe
day,
y'all should stop getting pets you can't take care of. How about that? How about everybody stops dumping on poor old mom and dumping their animals that they don't have room for or an ability to care? How about that? How about maybe mom needs to enjoy the twilight of her life? And y'all, because you're both doing the same thing to her. Both of you are dumping your pets there while you're... It's one thing, like, in a bind, I understand, but it's a year, Mr. Crane. And it's one thing in a bind, I understand, but it's a dog that's eating the chickens, and there's two ducks there. So it's, you know, come on. So what ends up happening is both ducks are attacked. One is killed. The other one you nurse back to health, correct?
Yes.
All right. This is the mallard. And what? Wow, that's a beautiful mallard. What's the name of the mallard?
Yeah, that's Benny.
And this is bandages on Benny?
Yeah. That was after the wounds had been cleaned. Ugh. That was kind of the tears in his back.
Ugh. You never took the mallard to the vet, though?
No.
No, you took care of it yourself. All right.
Yeah, Christy is a vet assistant, stuff like that. So she's
okay.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, a couple weeks go by and we are able to make...
This is a video of Daisy. This is the one that was killed.
Yes. Yeah, she's beautiful, too.
She is beautiful. I'm sorry that this happened.
I am too.
Can I ask you a question? What did you ever speak with Kyra and say to her, I want to be recompensed for my loss or something? Or you two couldn't speak to each other?
I did. I spoke through Christy. I said, could you, you know, is there any way she could maybe, you know, fork over some medical costs or whatever? And she just kind of laughed. And I won't get into the logistics of it.
Oh, but I will.
Basically
I will.
Said,